Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Former President Donald Trump's defense lawyers are beginning their closing arguments in the impeachment case against him. They deny Trump encouraged violence. The House impeachment managers closed their arguments earlier. Lead manager Jamie Raskin emphasized Trump's actions and inactions.
They attacked this building. They disrupted the peaceful transfer of power. They injured and killed people. Convinced that they were acting on his instructions and with his approval and protection. And while that happened, he further incited them while failing to defend us. If that's not ground for conviction, if that's not a high crime and misdemeanor against the Republic and the United States of America, then nothing is.
The closing arguments follow a chaotic morning over witness testimony that ended with the two sides agreeing to enter it into the record as evidence. Appointments at pharmacies for shots of COVID-19 vaccine are very hard to get. A new federal program last week shipped 1 million doses to select retail pharmacies. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports consumers have clamored for the limited supply.
Consumers compare trying to find an appointment at their pharmacy to playing the lottery. Phone lines and booking websites are crashing from the crush of people looking for what is still very limited supply. The new shipments are going to only 6,500 stores, only about a tenth of the country's pharmacies. Each store, on average, is getting 150 doses a week, so consumer frustration is mounting. The problem should alleviate in coming months as both manufacturing and new vaccine options increase. It's been 2 months since vaccination began. About 15% of Americans have received at least one dose of vaccine. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Some landlords are evicting renters during the pandemic, despite an order from the CDC aimed at stopping evictions to limit the spread of COVID-19. NPR's Chris Arnold reports housing rights groups are calling for more protections.
Studies have found that evictions can lead to more COVID deaths because people end up forced into more crowded living situations where they catch and spread the coronavirus. A CDC order is supposed to stop evictions for people who have no other good housing options, but critics say it is loopholes and landlords can too easily get around it.
So the simplest way to fix this is to just have a universal eviction ban right now, which means that all the people who need it are protected.
Seamus Roller is with the National Housing Law Project. He says a strong eviction ban should be coupled with rental assistance money. Congress has approved billions of dollars for that, and he says more is needed so landlords can get paid without evicting people.
This is NPR. Italy's new national unity government was sworn in today, and its first challenges will be the coronavirus pandemic and the economy. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports the new prime minister is the former head of the EU Central Bank, who saved Europe's single currency, the euro.
Mario Draghi was the first to take the oath.
Giuro di essere fedele alla Repubblica.
He swore loyalty to the Republic and the Constitution and that he will work exclusively in the interests of the nation. He was followed by 23 ministers, a mix of unaffiliated technocrats and politicians from across the political spectrum. Draghi is recognized across the world as a masterful economist with sharp political skills. He'll need them to keep his anomalous coalition together. It ranges from pro-Europe liberals to far-right nationalists who joined hoping to have a say in spending the once-in-a-generation recovery funds pledged by Italy's EU partners. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Demonstrations continue in Myanmar over a military coup carried out February 1st. Michael Sullivan reports.
As the demonstrations continue, so do the arrests of politicians and activists opposed to the coup. But in some cases, those efforts are being thwarted by neighbors and others who've gathered in numbers big enough to force police to abandon their efforts. The largest demonstrations today were in the commercial capital Yangon and Myanmar's second largest city, Mandalay.
Reporter Michael Sullivan, and I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.